Hi, and today I'm with Jason Webster. He's a writer and he writes a lot of books about Spain, and he's going to tell us now. Hi, Jason, how are you doing?
Okay, I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, just tell us about what books you've written and what you're doing at the moment then.
Well, I've had 5 books published on Spain. The first 4 are generally classified as non-fiction. I tended to travel around the country exploring Spain through one particular perspective or one particular filter, let's say. So the first one is called Duende, and it's looking at Spain through the lens of flamenco. And there's all kinds of experiences that I went through when I was I got involved with some gypsies playing the guitar, flamenco, and all that kind of stuff. So that's that's the story of the first book, Duende. The second book, Andalus, is looking at Spain through the Moorish legacy, through what the Moors left here in Spain. And I think there's a lot more than most ordinary Spaniards realise. And for example, when you say hello in Spanish, you say hola. It comes from the Arabic Allah. So there's a lot of things here in Spain which actually come from the Moors, which Spanish people don't recognise as such. My third book is looking at the Spanish Civil War. That's called Guerra, Living in the Shadows of the Spanish Civil War. Again, I travelled around Spain and I wanted to really look at this dark side, let's say, of Spanish history. And there's still lots of open wounds left over from that period. My fourth book is called Sacred Sierra, and it's about life on a mountain farm. My wife and I, we bought this mountain farm in Castellón on the slopes of a mountain called Peñagolosa, a sort of sacred mountain in the area. So, and we spent a year there living and doing up the farm and working the land, planting lots of trees. So that's a story of that, and also an exploration of the local culture and stories and legends. And then my fifth book, which came out last February, is called All the Bull Kills You, and it's the first in a series of detective novels set mainly in Valencia, and it involves the murder of Spain's top matador, top bullfighter. And I have a police detective called Max Cámara, who hates bullfighting, and so he has to investigate the murder of a man who he regards as little better than a murderer himself. So that all takes place in Valencia during Fallas. There's some local elections going on as well. So there's a lot. Lots going on in the book. It's quite a thrilling read. And it's the first in a series. The second one will be coming out next February. It's called Some Other Body. Again, it's set in Valencia. It involves a visit by the Pope to Valencia and the kidnapping of an abortionist. And I've just finished writing the third in the series called The Anarchist Detective.
Okay, and why Valencia?
Well, my wife is from Valencia. That's the main reason.
Isn't that always the case?
Yeah, I think for a lot of people. And when I came here, I realised that it was actually a really, really nice city. I've been here for about 11, 12 years now. And it was pretty much off the radar, I think, at that point. And most people in England hadn't heard of it, or if they had, they didn't really know where it was. And I came here and found it to be an absolutely fantastic place. It's, you know, brilliant climate, lovely old quarter of the city, plenty going on, and it's a nice manageable size. It's not too big like Barcelona or Madrid. It's a great city to be in.
Okay. So if anyone wants to know more about you, where can they go to find online more information about you and your books?
You can go to my website, www.jasonwebster.net, or I've got a blog, which is www.jasonwebstersblog.com. You can find my books on Amazon, amazon.co.uk or amazon.com, and probably other Amazons as well. My books have been published in quite a few languages, so there's quite a good presence on the internet.
Okay, that's cool. And hopefully everyone will pick up one of Jason's books, especially if you're interested in coming over here to Valencia. Get the new novel, because it gives you a background of Valencia.
Great, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks, Jason.